You're listening to the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast from Top Music. Tune in weekly as we interview music teachers and experts from around the world to explore creative activities and ideas that build learning connections in students. Our integrated music teaching approach will deepen your students' understanding of musical concepts, engage them in critical thinking, improve their reading and performance, foster their curiosity, and prepare them for a lifetime of music making. One of the biggest advantages of being an instrumental music teacher or a voice teacher is that we get to choose everything we do in our lessons. We choose the way in which we teach, the length and frequency of lessons, the number of students we teach at the same time, the repertoire that students learn, the exams they might take, whether they study any music theory, and so on. And unlike classroom teachers who have a curriculum imposed on them from authorities and school districts, we get to teach how and what we want. Brilliant, right? Well, not always. It's important to understand that this freedom means that the decisions we make about how and what we teach our students will likely impact how long they keep learning and the musicians they become. Will they quit in frustration or boredom after a few years? Or will they continue learning with us for 8 years or more? Will they be well-rounded instrumentalists and vocalists with a wide variety of experience playing lots of music from multiple genres, or be limited to a few exam pieces each year? Will they be strong performers and competition winners without the skills to improvise a simple tune or play Happy Birthday? Will they become lifelong players of music or give up too soon? All of that means a lot of pressure for teachers. How do we ensure that parents and students are getting value for money from their lessons? And returning to that classroom analogy, consider this. You know, parents don't sign their children up to try a few classes at school or learn for 6 months or a year. No, they invest in their children by signing them up for, well, 12 years. Are parents just signing up for a few music lessons or years of lessons with a real outcome with you? Are parents talking about your next big recital or event before it's even been announced? That's the kind of investment we're looking for. Hi, I'm Tim Topham. You're listening to the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining me. Today, we're talking about a brand new and totally free ultimate guide we've created. It's called the Ultimate Guide to Intermediate Curriculum Planning. Now, that might sound a bit dry and boring, but stay with me because we've been working on this for, well, over 6 months, I think, and we've spent about 12 weeks testing it with our Top Music Certification participants. And I've created this with the amazing Jana Williamson, who's on our team. And it's available now, by the way, for free. It's over at topmusic.co/curriculum if you'd like to download it. And we've created this because we wanted to help you develop a clear plan for your intermediate level students, helping them set personal goals, plan meaningful milestones, and provide fun assessments to track their progress. What I've found in talking to teachers over the last decade or so is that this intermediate period can be really, really challenging. And I want to go into why that is. When students start learning instruments or singing, teachers generally have a few years that are structured by some kind of sequenced method book, whether that's an instrumental method or a band method, perhaps. But the first goal for any music study should be to capture a student's interest and get them excited to learn about and play music. Teachers should be leading students on an exploration of sound at their instrument or voice and open their ears to the possibilities. For piano teachers, we obviously recommend the Notebook Beginners Framework. That's at topmusic.co/beginners if you want to try it out, as a great way to get students started with lessons without the struggle of music reading. After an initial fun musical exploration period during the first, I don't know, up 3 to 10 weeks, let's say, of a student's music learning journey, teachers are responsible for skill development in those first few years so that students can independently make sounds and understand the basics of how to learn a piece from a book. To help define what we mean when we discuss the intermediate level, the following is an informal list of skills that students leaving the elementary level and entering intermediate level should probably be able to do. So, number one, read music on the staff, including ledger lines. Keep a steady pulse in both simple and compound meters. Read basic rhythm patterns, including triplets and sixteenths. Understand key signatures and play in a key. Play triads at the piano and understand triad inversions. Play two different things in two different hands. Play and know major and minor pentascales. Understand and play one octave major and minor scales. Play basic articulations such as staccato, legato, tenuto. And understand the use of the damper pedal and execute basic legato pedaling. Obviously, some of these are very piano specific. Hi everyone, I wanted to take a moment to let you know about an amazing community of music teachers ready to welcome you over at Top Music Pro. Top Music Pro is the global hub for music teachers looking to connect, learn, grow, and be challenged in both their teaching and studio businesses. Community members save time by accessing hundreds of step-by-step lesson plans, creative teaching frameworks, business guides, online courses, and workshops. We offer training in topics as diverse as music technique, lead sheets, website building, intermediate repertoire, group teaching, and special needs teaching. We also save you money through our extensive discounts, including those with Music Notes, Sheet Music Plus, Music Room, Office Depot, Tonebase, and many more. And if you like sheet music, all our members get a free book of studio-licensed, beautifully engraved sheet music each and every month. As a valued podcast listener, you can check out the Top Music Pro community free for 14 days by heading to topmusicpro.com, clicking Join Now on our studio tier, and using the special coupon code IMTPOD23. That's all one word. So that's IMTPOD23. We can't wait to welcome you inside. And that's a whole lot, right? And that's where the Right Method books are so valuable. And it's one reason why a teacher's choice of elementary materials is so important. Students need to be taught with good pedagogical methods as well as high-quality repertoire so that they can learn easily and will want to play their assignments. We encourage teachers to seek out a modern, engaging method book series that's appropriate to the child or adult they are teaching in order to begin that music reading journey. In fact, we're currently developing a series of videos on all the most popular methods over at topmusic.co and in our membership Top Music Pro. And in fact, we have a method book of the month group inside our membership, which has been hugely popular, where we unpack and interview and explore a particular method book each and every month for those of you, for those members who are interested. If you're not already a Top Music Pro member, you can find out more at topmusicpro.com. So back to what we were saying. This is the time when parents and students must understand the nature of music study. Teachers must educate parents and students from that very first lesson on the importance of practice or play, as we like to call it at the start, and how to do it effectively. And we've got lots of information, of course, on our blog about that. Teachers should feel comfortable assigning elementary students a lot of pieces each week so that they can learn quickly and not get bogged down in a slow progression. They don't need to master perfectly memorized every single piece. Just moving through repertoire can be so useful for broadening their experience and keeping them interested. Method books not only give us a sequence program for teaching, they also give students a sense of completion, progress, movement towards a goal, learn the next piece, finish the book, often in small weekly increments. But what happens when those goals are completed and there are no more books in the series? This is the time when we've seen many teachers in our own Facebook group and other groups ask, all right, so I've just finished book 6 in the X method book series, what do I do next? And that's the period of teaching that this new guide speaks to. The intermediate period is, in fact, the longest in a student's timeline. It's also the most critical for student retention. It's when so many students drop off. They've tended to have reached a certain skill level where they can start exploring more complex repertoire and skills. It's a super exciting time. But it's also daunting because you're left to your own devices. There are no more method books, and the curriculum isn't provided to you like it is for a classroom teacher. So in the guide, we actually start by looking at your studio vision, as there's no point creating a path through this, as I call it, the intermediate wilderness, if you don't actually know your destination. This is a big picture look at why you're teaching and what you're trying to achieve for your students. And then later on, we'll drill down into your individual students' goals and milestones and how they relate back to your vision. So here are some of the topics that we cover in this guide: setting personal goals for each student, how to guide a student from beginner to elementary and getting that part right, finding your path through the intermediate wilderness, important late intermediate skills, and looking at the needs of advanced students. Again, looking at that, where are we actually aiming to get to? What kind of repertoire do we want students to be able to play when they hit early advanced? And therefore, how do we get them there? We're going to give you a 3-step intermediate planning process that covers goals, meaningful milestones, and learning activities. Yearly and monthly student goal trackers you can use for all your students. We talk about the critical role we have in a sequenced repertoire selection process and give you ideas for repertoire milestones. We're also going to look at graded intermediate repertoire books and what we recommend. And we'll also discuss how we balance student-first teaching. That's one of our top music pillars, that we have a student-first approach, with curriculum planning, i.e. how do we balance both giving students autonomy and a say in what they do, the student-first approach, balanced with what we know that they need to learn in order to get where they want to go. And that, of course, takes us back to the goals. What are our goals for the students? And what are the students' goals? And for that matter, parents' goals for the students as well. All of these things have to link together if you want to set up a really good curriculum for that intermediate wilderness, as I call it. We'll also talk a bit about technique and also the place of exams if you're in a place that offers exams and competitions. This is one of our most comprehensive guides yet, and it's yours totally free. And look, we could have easily actually sold this as a book, but I know how much I struggled with this when I was a younger teacher and less experienced, and I know how much other teachers find this a challenge. And we worked a lot about, this was actually one of our key learning objectives on the Top Music Certification. So we know that it's a challenge point and a struggle point for a lot of teachers. So we're actually just giving it away. We want as many teachers as possible to be exploring this. So once again, head to topmusic.co/curriculum if you haven't explored it yet. And over the next 2 weeks on the podcast, we're going to be unpacking two short case studies of how to actually use this guide with two example students. So while you're waiting for that next episode, download and print the guide and start having a look through it. You'll see the checklists and some worksheets and lots of information to help set you off on the right path here. And we'd love to hear your questions on socials or over at the show notes at topmusic.co/episode351. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for joining me for this short episode introduction to our ultimate guide. Can't wait to share more of it in practice with you next week. How do you keep up to date with all the latest trends and research into music education? How do you connect with other teachers around the world and make sure your teaching stays fresh and relevant for students of all ages and stages, both now and into the future? I created our Top Music Pro membership to be the one-stop shop for music teaching resources, training, support, and community, and I'd love for you to come and join us inside. With over 40 comprehensive training courses, hundreds of teaching demonstrations and lesson plans, free monthly sheet music, discounts, and all the business and pedagogy support you could ever need, Top Music Pro is the community you've been looking for. If you're ready to level up your learning from the podcast and join thousands of other teachers in our global network, head over to topmusicpro.com today. If you enjoy this show and want to hear more of our work, be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening today. For links and resources mentioned in this episode, visit us at topmusic.co/podcast or check out the show notes. I'm Tim Topham, and this is the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast, a production of Top Music. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your week ahead, and I'll catch you next time.